Jonathan, the king's son, is honored. God had permitted a crisis that he might rebuke Saul and teach his people a lesson of humility and faith. Because of Saul's sin in his presumptuous offering, the Lord would not give him the honor of vanquishing the Philistines. Jonathan, the king's son, who feared the Lord, was chosen. Moved by a divine impulse, he proposed to his armor-bearer that they make a secret attack upon the enemy's camp. It may be, he urged, that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. The armor-bearer, also a man of faith and prayer, encouraged the design. Together they withdrew from the camp secretly, lest their purpose be opposed. With earnest prayer to the guide of their fathers, they agreed upon a sign by which they might determine how to proceed. Passing down into the gorge separating the two armies, they silently threaded their way under the cliff, partially concealed by the ridges of the valley. Approaching the fortress, they were revealed to their enemies, who said tauntingly, "Behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they had hid themselves. Come up to us, and we will show you a thing," meaning that they would punish the two Israelites for their daring. This challenge was the token that Jonathan and his companion had agreed to accept as evidence that the Lord would prosper their undertaking. Choosing a secret and difficult path, the warriors made their way to a cliff that had been deemed inaccessible and was not strongly guarded. Thus they penetrated the enemy's camp and slew the sentinels, who, overcome with surprise and fear, offered no resistance. Angels of heaven shielded Jonathan and his attendant, angels fought by their side, and the Philistines fell before them. The earth trembled as though a great multitude with horsemen and chariots were approaching. Jonathan recognized the tokens of divine aid, and even the Philistines knew that God was working for the deliverance of Israel. Great fear seized the host. In the confusion, the Philistines began to slay one another. Soon the noise of the battle was heard in the camp of Israel. The king's sentinels reported great confusion among the Philistines and that their numbers were decreasing. Seeing that the Philistines were meeting with a repulse, Saul led his army to join the assault. The Hebrews who had deserted to the enemy now turned against them. Great numbers also came out of their hiding places. As the Philistines fled, Saul's army committed terrible havoc upon the fugitives.